Recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best, the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
The fact is, you can't make spring hurry up and get here, but you can make sure you're good and ready for it. Get $1,000 off RSX850i Gator utility vehicles and $500 off one family tractors with a purchase of two John Deere or Frontier brand implements. Most offers end February 3rd. Stop by your John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Donald Farm and Lawn in Lebanon, Rolla, and Jefferson City, or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
K-Bova Realty, family-owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
It's the Bigger Better event at Radio Shack with up to 60% off electronics like RC toys and no contract phones. While supplies last, products may vary by store.
Sitting here trying to think of his real name, Elton John. It's Dwight. Shoot. I just drew a blank. I had it. It's Dwight.
Here, right around there.
Reginald Dwight. That's it. I just came in. Probably a good choice in his case, changing the name to Elton John. We're talking about going to the movies and... last night I saw the worst movie I've ever seen in my life, Her, with Joaquin Phoenix. I asked for callers. I said, look, if you saw this movie, call me. Only two people have called, because I don't think many people have seen it, because I think what happened is when it first came out, Joaquin Phoenix fans probably went to see it just because he was in it. And then they went as quickly as they could and told everybody they knew, whatever you do, don't go see this movie. It's horrible. Of the two callers, I will have to say, in all honesty, it's 50-50 right now, because we only had two. One woman said she actually enjoyed it, and for the life of me, I can't understand that, but she certainly has the right to do that. And the other one was with me, said it's the worst thing she's ever seen in her life, which is what my wife said and my daughter said. They've never seen a worse movie than Her with Joaquin Phoenix, which... leads me to ask this question. What is the worst movie you've ever seen that you can, to the best of your memory, that you can remember? I see, what's funny is twice I've gotten up and walked out, but I cannot sit here and even tell you what movies they were. I know that twice I walked out, but I can't. I think one of them was that, what's the one that's the spoof on all horror movies? It's not really a horror movie.
Scary Movie? One of the Scary Movies?
Yeah, I think that's one of the ones I walked out on.
I've never walked out. I've fallen asleep.
I've fallen asleep, but I've walked out twice, and I think one of the times I walked out was just sheer filth. Because maybe of who I was with or the people around me, it was uncomfortable. It was so vulgar.
I remember falling asleep to Beverly Hills Ninja with
Chris
Farley.
That title does it for me. I wouldn't go just because of the title. But I don't think most people can answer that question, because I think we forget. You know, I don't. If I said what's the best movie you've ever seen or the worst movie, I don't think most people can answer either one of those.
Natural
questions.
Born Killers was the worst movie I've ever seen.
I finally tried to watch it. I gave it about 20 minutes. I couldn't even.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I seen it all, I could probably say it's the worst movie I ever saw, but I didn't see the whole thing.
It is an odd movie, but I kind of like it.
Well, there are people who like that quirky stuff. Look, yeah. There are people that love
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. They love it. I couldn't stand it. I could never watch that movie twice. I didn't get it. But I don't know. Some people, you know, my wife, even last night, even after saying it's the worst movie she's ever seen, she says, I do think I see what they were trying to say. And I said, what's that? She said that we live in an age where people are disconnected and people are attached to things things that aren't really human and computers. And I said, no, we live in an age where people are always talking to other humans on their cell phones. They're not walking down the street having a love affair with an operating system. But she's sort of right in that there are people who literally are locked in a room or a house and have no social interaction with people, and their only connection to anything is through technology. Now the phones are all lit up. See, what happened is the 4 o'clock hour, somebody got in their cars and went, oh, I saw that movie. Let me tell them what I thought. If you don't know the numbers, apparently a lot of you do because all the lines are lit, but you try it anyway. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We start with Sue. Sue, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great.
Well, I don't. I didn't see any of the movies, but I did hear you and Mr. Wandoff talking about Not So Crazy About Brad Pitt, and kind of surprised to see him in the Slave movie.
Well, I'm one of those people that believes that Brad Pitt kind of gets a pass as an actor because of his looks. Same with George Clooney. I don't think George Clooney is a great actor. I think if a woman or a man has a certain look that's almost like, how could a human being be that good looking? You get a little bit of a pass. And that's what I think about Pitt. I don't think he's a great actor. I think he's a pretty good actor, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, something interesting about that movie is he played a huge, huge part in getting the movie made.
Well, in fact, if you, I saw an interview with that guy who stars in it. I can't pronounce his name. He says not only a huge part, without Pitt, it would not have been made. Brad Pitt is the reason that movie was made.
Mm.
So I give him great credit for that.
Okay, well, that's all I got.
Sue, how old are you?
45.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Absolutely my favorite age.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sue. Randy's up next. Randy, how are you?
Hey, Frank, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
Well, I got two movies.
All right.
The absolute worst movie ever made was Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
I don't believe I ever saw it, but it sounds terrible.
I've never seen it.
It was like early 70s.
I remember it was a movie, but I don't know if I saw it. It was either so bad I blocked it out or I didn't see it. What's the other one?
Yeah, the other one is anything that has number two in it.
Number
just about.
What do you mean?
So,
like a sequel?
Exactly.
Now, wait a minute here. Hold on.
Godfather 2 is pretty good.
Godfather 2 is pretty good. I don't know that I could agree
with
that.
Well, did you see the comedy Grown Ups with Adam Sandler?
Yes. I didn't see the original, but I saw Grown Ups 2.
You thought 2 was good?
I did.
You probably think 1 was better.
But you probably saw 1, right?
Yeah, 1 was great.
I liked 1 a lot, and I liked 2 okay. I mean, 2 was okay.
But see, yep. What people find funny is so subjective. My wife, most of the things I laugh out loud at, she doesn't even smile. She doesn't think it's funny. She thinks it's juvenile, stupid. I think you probably got one with Jonathan Livingston Seagull. I think a lot of people agree with that.
And before I go, when Chevy comes out with that aluminum Ford, was Chevy coming out with the aluminum?
No, it's Ford. The F-150 is aluminum.
I've got it. That's right. I was going to go to Lindoff and buy one, but
it may or may not work out. They don't know yet. It's a risky move to do that.
I'll get a new Silverado. The heck with it.
There you go. That's what we want to hear. Thank you, Randy.
There you go.
Did you hear what he said at first? He said, is it Chevy who's coming out with that new aluminum Ford? Did you hear him say that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That would be different.
I'd like to go out on a limb and say, I don't think Chevy will ever produce a Ford.
No.
Of any kind. But I know what he meant. Paul. How's it going, Paul?
11 p.m.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. How's it going, gang?
Good,
great, Paul.
Great.
Saw the movie Her. Hated it.
You saw Her?
Yep. Hated it.
How long ago did you see it, and who did you see it with?
Well, last Saturday with my wife, and she hated it, too.
I got to tell you, I know we had one call from Jan who said she enjoyed it. Even if I spent 24 hours looking, I can't imagine I could find 3 people that liked that movie.
It's crazy because it got something like 94% positives on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's why we went to see it.
No, I just mentioned you obviously just joined us because earlier I said because of this movie, I will no longer trust the Rotten Tomatoes thing. It had 96% critics liking it, and it was 80-something percent. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Everybody in the cinema, too, is just kind of looking at each other like, this is really tedious and unbelievable and just painful. It was just painful.
No, and you keep thinking, didn't you sit there thinking, well, this is going to turn. It's gonna head some direction. It's going to get better. And it didn't.
Well, I was really hoping something would develop with that Amy Adams character because
yes.
It was really refreshing and they had some chemistry, but it just got back to tedious and I was just... Oh, my God.
I know. No, he's right. Amy Adams is in it. She's as cute as a button. And you're thinking, okay, this is going to end up with these two getting it on. No.
Right.
It doesn't at all.
And I know where they're trying to go with it because I see kids sitting around with their phones. You know, I see 6 or 7 kids sitting around talking on their – and they're all staring at their phones. Nobody's talking to each other.
But they're not talking to a machine or an operating system.
Right.
They're at least talking to other people.
Well, I agree with you. I think that's where they're trying to go with this, but they failed miserably.
No, they did fail. I agree with you. Ron, thank you for the call.
All right.
Catherine is next. Hello, Catherine.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm the AM and the PM.
Well, of course you are. Hallelujah.
And I have two films. The worst film I've ever seen was Oprah Winfrey's Beloved.
I didn't see it.
Oh, it was so bad. There was no way to understand it.
Well, you know what? It must have been bad because I realize that you said it once after it came out. There was virtually no talk about it at all.
No.
None.
I think she really controlled that because I heard that she went into some big depression afterwards because her people didn't follow her, and it was a big disappointment.
What's
it was
the other
a terrible
one?
Film. So.
What's
and
the
then
other
the film,
one?
The stupid, oh my goodness. It's the one with Brooke Shields.
Lagoon?
Blue Lagoon?
No, Endless Love.
Endless Love? I've never even heard of it.
Brooke Shields in Endless Love?
Yeah.
It sounds horrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, and you know what? Now that you mentioned Brooke Shields, Blue Lagoon was pretty terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that was just...
Yeah, with what's his name? What was that blonde guy's name? Yeah.
What was that kid's name?
I don't remember.
The kid
and
who
a
had...
friend of mine went to see her, and she said that people were just like, what's happening here, you know? They thought it was a joke, and some guy goes, what the F, and stood up and got
Now, we've got a recording of Hank Hill, and it sums that movie up in the way you feel if you go to see it, and it's him just saying,
what the hell?
Yeah, right there. That's exactly right.
Yeah, it was hilarious. She said she was like, no one knew what was going on, and then finally some guy just yelled that out and got up and walked out.
Well,
but anyway, I love your show.
Thank you. Catherine, how old are you? I love you. How old are you?
I am 54 years old.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Favorite age.
Yeah,
thank you, Catherine. Now, did you hear what she did? What so many women do. I said, that's my favorite age. She said, yeah, right.
Oh,
like she doesn't believe me.
That's crazy.
Telling you, Catherine, I just read an article, 54. It was called 54 Give Me More.
Yeah.
Yeah, great article about the sex drive of 54-year-old women.
Yep.
It's Michael's turn. Hello, Michael. Michael?
Hey, Frank, I'm in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Well, I'll qualify this response about the worst movie, but I mean, I've seen some, you know, bad movies, but I actually got up and walked out on one. It was called Lost in Paradise.
Oh, Bill Murray. That was Lost in Translation.
Lost in Translation.
Lost in Translation. That was another one. I can't. That's horrible.
Too.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Oh, God. No,
can I tell you something? Now that we mentioned that movie, can I say this? I forgot about Lost in Translation.
Oh.
I might put it almost on an equal plane with this thing with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, because of the hype and the critical acclaim and what a brilliant mess. No, it was crap.
Yeah, it was horrible.
And that was Bill being serious.
And nobody wants to see that. They want to see him be funny. So what is Lost in Paradise?
Lost in Paradise, Dana Carvey. And Nicolas Cage, probably about 15 years ago, they're both like convicts that get out of jail, and they go to rob a bank, and they end up taking the whole town hostage. And the commercials, it looked like it could be pretty funny. At the time, I really liked Dana Carvey. This is the worst movie I ever saw. As a matter of fact, got up about 20 minutes into the movie, and I went to the manager, who was a kid. He was about 22 years old, and I said, listen, this is the worst film I've ever seen in my life, and I really want my money back. And he said, no problem. He He pulled out a book. We filled out a form, and they gave us our money back.
Wow, even he didn't argue with you.
Yeah. And I had no idea you could do that, but I guess if you you guys had walked out on this film, I guess you can ask for your money back if it's.
I did that, but I don't remember which movie it was. But my daughter and I went to the movies, and we're watching it, and it was horrible. And we looked at each other and said, "You want to leave?" Yeah, we got up and went into a different theater and watched another movie.
Michael, I think the key to getting your money back is you can't get up and walk out after an hour and 20 minutes.
Right, right. Yeah. This is one of those things, too. I mean, there's a lot of bad movies made. But this was such a... that you could just see they were trying to be funny. It just didn't work, you know? And you're looking at... And then at the time, too, we were pretty poor. And it was like, it was a big deal for us to go to the movies, to spend the money. And you're all excited, and then you sit down, and it's just horrible. And we thought, well, that's it. So, you know, we did get our money back. So,
well, don't go see Her, okay?
No problem.
All right, Michael, thank you.
Bye.
I like it when the ladies call. And if you want ladies to call, just mention a chick flick, and that's what this is to me. Elaine, how are you, Elaine?
I am great, AM and the PM.
Now, you sound great. You sound great to me. So what's your story?
Absolute worst movie all time, A Clockwork Orange.
Oh, I tried to watch it one time. You're right. You're right.
It was
20
horrible.
Minutes. In 20 minutes, you know it stinks.
And it's another movie that had so much hype, awards,
yes.
everything
yes.
else. It was horrible.
And see, I think people are naive if they don't understand that that all is generated internally within the industry. That's not coming from the public.
Right.
That hype is generated from within.
Yep.
All right, Elaine.
All right.
Thank you. How old are you?
64.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elaine. And now it's Chris's turn. How you doing, Chris?
I'm well, Frank. AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I told Dan, hands down, worst movie I've ever seen in a theater is Body of Evidence. Willem Dafoe, Madonna.
Well, first of all, any movie with Madonna, the only movie I ever saw with her, too, Dick Tracy and that Evita. That Evita was one of the worst things I ever saw.
Well, I admire her as an American success story, but she is a terrible actor, and that movie was the worst piece of you-know-what that I've heard.
I don't think I saw Body of Evidence.
And I'm sorry to Elaine, but I love The Clockwork Orange.
Okay, well, I made up an expression.
There's no accounting for taste.
To each his own. Thank you, Chris.
That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, and I don't care how old Chris is. I do want to talk to Al. Hello, Al. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What do you got?
That one movie the guy brought up, it's not Lost in Paradise, it's Trapped in Paradise, and it is a cinematic turd. It is horrible.
What's it called? Trust in Paradise?
Trapped.
Trapped in Paradise.
I'm
just glad somebody brought up Lost in Translation. I completely forgot how bad that was. And
yeah, I actually won that movie down in Brandon. We were at a condo, and they had like a bingo night, and that's the thing I won. It's like, great. I always felt more like a punishment. It was horrible.
You actually lost that night, but you didn't know it.
Right. Well, two of the movies I absolutely cannot stand, a lot of people like, one of which is Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, man.
Yeah, be careful.
You're not going to find
it. We got a suggestion for you. Pian and I have talked about this. The first time I saw it, I absolutely didn't get it and hated it. Watch it three or four times. You'll actually start to like it.
I would have to be totally drunk in order to enjoy that.
Well, then get drunk.
Boring sack of crap I've ever tried to watch.
Okay.
The other one is Anchorman. I cannot stand it.
I'm with you on
well,
that one.
Okay, but being sort of in a related business and knowing TV people, I think it makes a difference. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I loved the first Anchorman. Ian didn't like it.
I couldn't make it through either one of them. I gave up on Napoleon Dynamite probably two-thirds of the way through. Three-quarters of the way through on Anchorman. I was ready to beat my head against something very blunt.
Napoleon Dynamite, it took me three times.
No, that's what I said. You got to watch it three or four times.
I watched it once, and I got through it about 15 or 20 minutes, and I'm like, I can't watch this. And then it was on again, and I watched it about a half an hour. And then the third time, I watched the entire thing, and I think it's hilarious.
So, Al, get drunk and watch it three or four times and call us back.
There you go.
Okay?
All
right. Thank you, Al. Is it amazing, though, how people... I'll give you another example. This Big Lebowski, I hear people... They act like that's the greatest thing. I've tried to watch it twice. I didn't get it.
And another, I have too.
The other one that got such great acclaim, and oh my goodness, was Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, I can't stand that movie.
I tried to watch that thing two or three times, and each time after half an hour, I had to shut it off.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I didn't
and
it.
You know, it's bluegrass music.
Yes.
98% of this country hates bluegrass music. Yet, for some reason, George Clooney gets in a movie and all of a sudden, okay, it's cool and everybody likes bluegrass music. It really is interesting how, like he mentioned Napoleon Dynamite, I'm with him in the sense that the first time I saw it, I thought, well, this is the stupidest thing. And then Peon starts playing some drops from the movie, and I recognize, oh, what's that from? He said Napoleon Dynamite. So I happened to catch it on TV and found myself laughing. And then the next time I watch it, I'm laughing. Yeah, I'm laughing even louder. It's so stupid.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
I did that, though. Peon kept saying, you got to get through it. And
that's what I'm talking about.
I called him and I said, I couldn't get through it again. It was like two times.
Yeah, you folks tell Peon loves it? He's got 65 drops just standing by.
Oh, and then finally I watched the entire thing and I called him and I said, oh, it's hilarious. I love it.
That's one of those quirky movies, though.
Yeah, but you know what? I think you actually enjoy it more if you've ever been that sort of outcast guy who was not popular and only it makes it even better. I don't think the guy who was the star of the high school basketball team could watch that movie and enjoy it.
Some of the timeline stuff too. The cord that was 30 feet long on the phone in their house.
Oh yeah,
it's just lots of dumb stuff that makes it funny.
Uncle Rico throwing the football and taping himself.
Now remember, we used to have a guy on the show. His favorite movie, and he and his wife, they said they like watched it. I don't even remember how many times. Raising Arizona.
Yes,
I tried to watch that thing a couple of times. I have a pretty good sense of humor. I like a lot of goofy stuff.
That's a very quirky movie too.
It's very quirky, and I've watched it, and I'm okay with it. I mean, I can watch it if it's the only thing on.
Yeah, I guess I'm just, I don't know. Look, Dumb and Dumber, my wife didn't crack a smile. I couldn't breathe.
Oh my goodness,
there's stuff in there that's
scene.
So funny. Oh my God, it's so funny. It's just
there's
funny
a new
how-
one. They're doing another one.
Yeah, with the same with Jeff Daniels.
With Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels.
Yeah. Yeah, and Jeff Daniels is a pretty versatile actor. He can do that newsroom thing, which is dead serious, and he can do something like this. Good for him. We have to take a break, but we will come back. See, now the phones are like on fire, so we'll get as many as we can after we come back from this break. Associated Physicians Group is having another seminar, and I want to make sure I give you, hang on a second, all the information, because these things are becoming very, very popular, and they I want to say sell out, but there's no selling. They're free, but there's a capacity and a maximum number of people they want there, and it's not a lot of people, and you don't want a lot of people there either, because this is about you, and you're getting a chance to hear from some experts in the field about an alternative to knee replacement that is legitimate and has an 87% track record. In 87% of the cases, the people that were told they had to have knee surgery ended up not having to have knee surgery and are thrilled that they found out about this program. It's Associated Physicians Group. You've heard us talk about them. The next seminar coming up is Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday night, January 28th. It's at the Sheraton Westport Chalet Hotel. You can look out one of the windows here and see the place. It's so close. Sheraton Westport Chalet Hotel. And the reason it's important to remember Westport Chalet, there are two Sheratons at Westport. This is the Chalet, Sheraton Westport Chalet. It's a noon lunch, and it's a real lunch, a real good lunch, not a cracker and a cup of lemonade or something. And then what's going to happen is you're going to get a chance not only to hear from experts who know what they're talking about, you'll have the opportunity to interact and to talk with them and to question them. Alicia Borowski is going to be there. She's a doctor of physical therapy and a board-certified specialist in orthopedic physical therapy. She's got all kinds of credentials. This woman knows what she's talking about. Then there's Dr. Josh Nadad. He is a reconstructive orthopedic surgeon at Mid-County Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And you say, well, why would a why would a surgeon, a guy who would be the guy to perform knee replacement surgery, speak at a seminar about an alternative? Wait till you hear what he has to say. And he's not the only one. There are lots of orthopedic surgeons who are big fans, big proponents of this program, this alternative to knee replacement. It is proven to produce results. 87% success rate, and that's not with just a handful of people. That's 7,000 patients. Out of 7,000 people, 87% avoided knee surgery, or at least got it put off to way, way, way down the road. Again, oh, and you need reservations. And the best way to go about all that and to call and make reservations is go to their website, apgpain.com. Please, folks, if you've got knee issues or you are about to, you're getting to that point in your life where you know it's coming, you know you got a knee problem, or knees, plural, alternative to knee replacement. Tuesday the 28th, Sheraton Westport Chalet Hotel, noon lunch. Please, please, please call for an appointment. You can find out everything you need to know at apgpain.com. Now, I will give you the number if you want to call right now from your car, 866-915-9022. That's 866-915-9022. apgpain.com.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at the traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Sounds like we've got a pretty serious accident on Halls Ferry Road at Jennings Station. Several emergency vehicles have been called out. We've got an accident on the right shoulder now on northbound 270 before Highway 40. Look for traffic to be backing up now towards Olive, and towards the Clayton Road overpass. And then on southbound 270 near Graboy, we've got an stalled vehicle that has been moved off to the right shoulder. On westbound Highway 30 between Little Brennan and Dillon Road, an accident. It's blocking a traffic lane. You have heavy traffic on eastbound 270 now approaching Lindbergh through 170. And on northbound 170, we're slowing now between 70 and 270. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Every Missouri Lottery Monopoly Jackpot Scratchers gives you a chance at winning up to 100 grand instantly and or $1 million or more online at molottery.com. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hi, this is Dan Strauss from the Large Morning Show in the afternoon doing John Carney's promo. I have no idea why, but here we go.
Hi, crew. Carney here. Listen, we've got Tom O'Keefe and movie reviews and listener games tomorrow.
Stupid.
No, it's not. Tune in.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
If you're thinking of new hardwood floors this year, don't miss out on this one, Midwest Floors Hardwood Clearance Sale. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For a limited time, Midwest Floor will be reducing its inventory on a great selection of birch hardwood flooring. You can have beautiful 5-inch wide hand-scraped birch hardwood for an incredible $379 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most beautiful hardwood floors made. 5-inch wide hand-scraped birch for only $379 a square foot. And with your choice of 8 gorgeous pre-finished colors, you can't go wrong. So start your year off right with the new hardwood floor. Hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of these great in-stock savings during our hardwood clearance sale. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchit at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchit provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchit will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchit will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchit is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discount supply.
When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rock star parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
Hi, this is Kim from Houska's Ace Hardware on Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project, or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Want to learn about real estate investing? Tune in this Saturday at 6 p.m. for me, Terry Hall, interviewing expert real estate investors who will teach you how to make money investing in real estate. This week's discussions, no money down strategies, turning a home into a very profitable assisted living facility, finding, fixing, and flipping a house. Real estate investing this Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. That's real estate investing this Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This week on Real Estate Radio.
Check out the latest and greatest homes that have just hit the market right here on our show.
Real Estate Radio, Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Phones are still hot, so the topic must be hot. Worst movie you've ever seen in your life, and what created the conversation was this Joaquin Phoenix movie that's out now and up for some award, Her. It's absolutely horrible. Every call, except for one, her name was Jan, said she liked it. Everybody else says, not only they say it's bad, they agree, probably the worst thing they've ever seen. And if you haven't seen it, you want to tell us what to avoid and what's the worst movie you ever saw. And, boy, I had literally shoved it completely out of my memory till somebody mentioned it. I would put, if not equal, a close second, Lost in Translation to Bill Murray, especially if you've ever seen What About Bob with Bill Murray.
Oh, it's, yeah.
He's so hysterical that's the guy you want to see in every movie, is the Bill Murray in What About Bob. Jeff's on the phone. Hello, Jeff. Jeff, that's you.
You there, Frank?
No, I'm here. We're wondering if you're there.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay.
Well, I got two movies for you. Number one, the Jack Nicholson movie. I think it was called Wolf.
Oh.
Never saw it. Deliberately avoided it.
Heard it's terrible.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, because I watched it, and it's not that good.
It was just absolutely... And I'm a Jack Nicholson fan. And the other one was the movie called The Matrix.
Oh, my goodness. I won't see The Matrix. The trailers were enough to drive me away. I when you get to stuff that is so ridiculously extreme and fantasy or sci-fi or people dancing on the ceiling or jumping off walls, I'm out. So I've never seen Matrix. Isn't that Keanu Reeves?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah.
He should have stayed with Bill and Ted.
Yeah, I like Bill and Ted. All right, Matrix, I'll avoid it. I'll continue to avoid it. Thank you, Jeff.
Have a great day, and thank you very much.
All right, you too. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. It is Bob's turn.
Well, hello, good evening, guys. Excuse me. Well, with talking about worst movies you've ever seen, my wife and I, we enjoyed Dustin Hoffman quite a bit. But years ago, 25 years ago or better, Ishtar.
Ishtar, one of the great bombs of all time.
Yeah. Warren Beatty and Dustin Hoffman. Boy, it didn't take us long at all to get up and walk out.
And you know why I never saw it? Because I never, when you never hear one person say a good thing about a movie, all you hear is bad, you're just not going to see it. And I heard nothing, but man, I think Ishtar was a huge flop all the way around. Who else was in it? It was Dustin Hoffman and who else?
Warren Beatty.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a long time ago, but that has to rank in our lives the worst.
Now, that's a good one. There are certain movies that you could put in this category that 99, if not 100% of people will agree with, and I think that's one.
Absolutely.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. And now...
Oh, what a time to...
It's Chuck, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What do you got?
You know, you guys are talking about Bill Murray movies. And I just saw one that Bill Murray himself said was his favorite movie he's ever worked on. And I thought it was the most terrible movie I've ever seen. It's called Broken Flowers.
Oh.
That sounds bad.
It's another, yeah. Isn't it another, like, Lost in Translation kind of thing?
It's kind of, you know, I think Bill Murray may have said a dozen words.
I believe I saw this movie. Honestly, I think I saw it. And yes, horrible.
Oh, just terrible. I mean, just sad, whiny. Like, I couldn't handle it.
Doesn't Bill Murray know he's funny? And that's what we want from him?
There's a lot of talent there. It's unused.
Yeah, all right. I appreciate it. Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah, thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too. These phones are going crazy. Holy cow, this is an interesting topic. Every once in a while, there's things you can mention. It just lights the place up. Kim is with us. Hello, Kim.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm AM in the PM.
Well, try to cheer up.
Yeah.
Try to cheer up. Things will get better. What's going on, Kim?
Well, I've been accused of being a mopey puss.
Yeah, see why. Mopey what? Puss.
Yeah, mopey puss.
Well, I didn't mean that.
Well, it's like a sour puss.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, I will tell you a movie. I told Dan that I was pretty much embarrassed to admit that I even went to see this. I think most rational people knew not to even go. But my sisters and the girls of my family a couple of years ago went to go see Rock of Ages.
Oh, I watched part of this on TV recently with Tom Cruise.
Well, yeah, oh my gosh, it was sort of like, I don't even know how to describe it, but all of us, we sat there and looked at each other, and we did, all five of us just kind of got up and said, you know what, we've had enough.
And in the same way that Kevin Costner was so big on Waterworld and put a bunch of his own money in it and worked, Tom Cruise was all about this movie, and man, he was behind it 100%, and he invested, and it was, I think he thought of himself as, I could be that rock star guy, so I'll show everybody by making a movie and I'll put myself in as the rock star. It's hideous.
Well, I mean, like I said, I think other people must have figured it out before I did, but I kind of had high hopes. It had some big names, and I was like, what is this? And why am I here?
Saw it in the last 6 weeks on television and tried my best to get more than about 30 minutes, and I couldn't take it.
Yeah, no, anyway, I've admitted it. I'm in it publicly. I saw it, but I left.
All right, Kim, how old are you?
61.
Favorite age. Thank you.
Yeah,
she's right. Rock of Ages. Run for your life. Avoid that thing at all costs. Marv is jumping in. Hello, Marv.
Back in the late 80s, I mean late 60s, there was a movie with Jerry Lewis and Robert Goulet.
No, Robert De Niro.
De Niro?
Yes.
Oh, I don't... What?
Unless there was one with Jerry Lewis and Robert Goulet, maybe there was.
Well,
go ahead.
They're both pilots, okay?
Okay. It's
And now again, Jerry Lewis is supposed to be, for real, he's supposed to be a ladies' man. These two pilots, they've got a, you know, the bachelor pad, and the whole movie was a series of getting stewardesses, you know, flight attendants in the room. And if you can imagine Jerry Lewis trying to be a suave ladies' man, and, you know, it was one of those deals where he's got two girls in two different bedrooms, and they're closing doors and going between, and he's trying to keep a third one from knowing what's going on. And it was just, it was horrible.
Because the whole time you keep waiting for him to go,
yeah, he went, Lady, or do something like that.
Robert Goulet, there's something about Robert Goulet that always irritated me. I would never go to see anything Robert Goulet was.
Well, he was a ladies' man. He was very smooth and debonair. He could pull it off, but Jerry Lewis trying to be a straight guy, and I don't know, it was just so horrible. The trouble is, I was dating a girl at the time who loved Robert Goulet, so we're actually in a theater, and I couldn't just get up and walk away. I had to sit through that whole thing. But it was, if you ever have a chance to watch it, do it just until you reach your threshold of pain.
Well, what's the name? What's the name of the movie?
Boeing.
Oh, Boeing.
Yeah, like Boeing, aircraft company. Boeing.
Wow, the fact that we've never heard of it tells you a lot.
Well, huh? That's probably what it was, but it was it was painful. It really was.
All right, Marv, appreciate
it. Okay, take it easy now.
I will give you an example of a guy who is hysterically funny. And a great, dramatic, serious actor. And there aren't many. You know, who do you think I'm thinking about?
Oh.
Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Robin
my goodness.
Robin Williams can pull that off. He was one of those guys who...
One-hour photo.
Yeah.
My goodness. That's just one example. Holy cow. Yeah. Dead Poets Society. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole list of movies that Robin Williams was in, and he wasn't funny for a second. He wasn't supposed to be funny. So he is one of those guys who can do a hysterical movie, like a What About Bob? But then he can turn around and do something.
Bill Murray.
No. I'm saying Robin
like
Williams
that.
Could do a movie,
oh,
like,
do a movie
that,
like that
and be
yeah.
funny like Bill Murray was funny, but then turn around and do something just deadly serious. And people, well, remember the one about the doctor, the children's pediatrician?
Patch Adams. Yeah.
Another example where he was funny, but he was playing the part of a doctor being funny for kids.
Yeah.
He was still being a terrific actor. Bill Clevelin is on the way, and we're going to get him in and get him in on time. And can I take one more call or not? No.
No.
You can tell who the boss is. Peon's the boss. He says no more calls. So write him. Write him if you're mad. Do my banking at First Community Credit Union. You've heard me say that, I would say, at this point, hundreds of times, because they've been on for a few years now. And since I'm on assignment tomorrow, this will be the last chance I get to invite you. Oh, you know what we forgot now? We've got the outdoor segment.
Oh,
can you call
him?
Get him on the Playhouse?
Yeah.
Call him. Call Steve Reed. Tell him we're sorry. We'll get him on in the Playhouse in the outdoor segment. Since I'll be on assignment tomorrow, I need to remind you that the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, with Paul Warner, is sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. They've sponsored it now for years. It's a place to bank, place to do your banking, even though bank is not in the name. And there are people, I think, who think, well, I really want to bank at a real bank. They don't understand. They think for some reason that a credit union, you're not going to be able to do all the things you do at a bank or get all the services. Not true. You get those and more. Everything you do right now with your bank, every reason you have for having a bank, all that stuff is a First Community Credit Union. And then some. You want a safe deposit box, you want checking, you want savings, you want a car loan, down the road. First Community Credit Union. The difference is it's nonprofit, so the profits go back into the credit union. There's plenty of money, stability, security for the members who need to borrow money. It's just a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union. If you'd like to check them out on their website, which, by the way, is very easy to navigate. That's one of the things I like about them. I'm not real good at this when you start getting into complicated things on a website, but theirs is so easy. You can transfer money. You can blah, blah, blah. It's easy. If I can do it, anybody can do it. If you want to know more, go to that site. Check them out. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
And they're still working with the accident at Halls Ferry Road and Jennings Station Road. You've got an accident northbound 270 before Highway 40. Also westbound 40, starting to get slow around Van Deventer through Tower Grove and then really stacks up Kings Highway through McCausland. Just a little bit off the pace between 270 and Mason. Westbound 44 in that right lane, you're slow from about the Guyer Road overpass ramping on to southbound 270. And then 44 is also heavy mirage through Bowles Avenue. On southbound 141, looks like we're heavy just south of Big Bend in pockets all the way down through Highway 44. This traffic report is brought to you by Office Max. If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max. All at great prices, so stop by today and get right down to business. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. You can also download this app, STL Taxi. It's a free app. It's a great app. It's Laclede Cab's app. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday.
You too, Bill.
And real quick, a happy birthday to my dad, Rick Cleveland, celebrating the birthday today. I want to give a shout-out to him.
Happy birthday, Rick.
All right. Well, after 39 years, Captain and Tennille are getting divorced.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, apparently things were getting pretty rough in their house. Neighbors kept hearing Tennille yell, "If you do that to me one more time."
No, see, we did. You'd have to know that's one of their hits, yeah.
Hillary Clinton looks to be the early front-runner in the Iowa caucuses. And if you don't believe this is significant, just ask President Santorum. He'll tell you.
Oh, man.
Believe him. Speaking of politics, experts say that if Republicans want to reach out to young voters, they have to be more savvy with technology.
That's right.
For example, during John McCain's presidential campaign, his team kept asking college kids for their fax numbers.
See, he's up on it.
And finally... I feel like we've had a rough week here. I hope.
Well, you have.
Around.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. It was just all me. Well, a new poll out shows that 50% of people believe God has a role in the outcome of a game. The other 50% are Cubs fans. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by the Cleveland Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
And by the way, the movie Boeing Boeing was Jerry Lewis and Tony Curtis, not Robert Goulet. It was Tony Curtis. So, and I'm still not going to watch it, even though Robert Goulet is not in it. We have a joke at the request of a listener, and we'll do that and more coming up 5 o'clock.
From ABC News.